right, here we go. Fritz Berger and bloodandfaith.com, Saturday, April 13th, 2024. I had a good podcast yesterday on Civil War. It was going to be about the movie called Civil War, but, you know, I got a little deeper than that, and I talked about Civil War. And it's kind of a heavy subject because it's not any fun. It's not glamorous. It's not pretty. It's not something to be look forward to. But there's some things that are worse than civil war. And that was my point. There's things in life that are worse than having a civil war in the United States or wherever you live. There are things worse than having a civil war. One is losing your honor. Two is losing your kids. Three is losing your grandkids. Four is losing your salvation. And put them in whatever order you want. It's non-optional to resist the Antichrist. It's non-optional to resist evil. It's non-optional to resist the forces of Satan in the world, including his synagogue and his children. Those are non-optional. And I wanted to sort of foray into that a little bit. Who are these evil people you're talking about, Fritz? Well, let's talk about this guy named Mayorkas. He is the Secretary of Homeland Security, so-called Homeland Security, the Secretary of Oppression of Americans. All right, he's the guy that's in charge of the Border Patrol and the Customs and Border Police. And as a matter of policy, he's making the invasion happen. Mayorkas is making this invasion happen, and he stands before Congress. He sits before Congress when he's called to account, and he lies, and he lies, and he lies, and he lies. He lies through his teeth. Somebody asked him, is the border secure? Yes, the border is secure. And what he's done everything he can to encourage the invasion of this country, including pay for the invasion of this country by U.S. tax dollars. The invasion of this country is not happening from people from England and Wales and Scotland and Ireland and Germany and Norway and Sweden and Denmark and Iceland. They're coming from Africa and Central America, MS-13, 18th Street Gang, Venezuelan gangs, Colombian gangs, Africa, Somalia. Oh, Fritz, you don't like those people. No, I don't like them. And there's no reason to apologize for that. I like my people. Guess what? I like my family better than I like your family. You may have a very nice family, but they ain't my family. And I'm incapable of apologizing for that. I've said this many times. I have neighbors up the street. Great folks. Love them. Yeah, wonderful. But it's not my family. And they can't come live with me. And I don't want to go live with them. Borders, boundaries, barriers, fences, walls. Biblical, all biblical, all biblical. Mayorkas is a foreign-born Jew. Mayorkas is a foreign-born Jew that a white and Christian country was gracious enough to let in, and in return, he's hell-bent on destroying the white and Christian nation of this country. This is what Jews do. This is what Jews do. This is what the synagogue of Satan does. Book of Esther, theologically, it's founded in the Book of Esther. They take over a multicultural empire, and they start murdering people. As it is, this white Christian nation has been undermined by the Jews from the Frankfurt School, which is Jews, who are the progenitors of critical theory, which critical race theory is a component of that, and DEI. Let's get rid of the straight white Christian men and advance everybody but the straight white Christian men, and open up the borders and let in the Muslim and the African, and destroy right and Christian people. That's the goal of the Jew. That's the goal of the Jew. It's the goal of the synagogue of Satan. It's the goal of the devil's children. Listen to a podcast this morning of some wonderful quote-unquote conservatives that were talking about the events of the day. And I one of the things I reflected on is, man, we haven't dug deep enough yet. And I realize that there's a very limited audience out there for what I have to say, but I the only way we're going to save this country is if the appetite for what I say grows. And it's got to grow in the church, because the foundation of everything I have to say about the Jews is the Holy Scriptures. The foundation of everything that Fritz Berger has to say about the Jews is grounded in the Holy Scriptures. It's grounded in the book of Genesis, where there's going to be hatred between God's people and Satan's people. And here are these Christians, oh, we can just get along if we just are tolerant and accepting. And Satan's people have convinced you that that's the Christian path, and it's not the Christian path. David said very clearly, Lord, don't I hate those that hate thee with a perfect hatred? Lord, do I not hate those that hate thee with an utmost and perfect hatred? Oh, Fritz, but the Bible says you're supposed to love your enemies. David said, Lord, don't I hate those that hate thee with a perfect hatred? I hate them. No, I don't hate them because they hate me, and they do hate me. I hate them because they hate my king and my God. That's why I hate them. Same as King David. I don't hate them because they've driven me from my employer. I don't hate me because they've destroyed me economically. I don't hate them because they don't like me and they write all kinds of nasty things about me. I could care less. I don't care about that. I hate them because they hate my king, my monarch, Jesus, who is the Christ of God, the king of every nation. And the Jews have a future. They have a future. It's not a good future, but they have a future. Luke 19:27, bring these people who didn't want me to rule over them and slaughter them in my presence. And there's biblical precedents for that under Samuel and Elijah. But that's not my problem. That's not my job. That's the job of the king. And he's going to make that happen someday. Alejandro Mayorkas, born in Cuba, foreign-born Jew. He's a foreign-born Jew. His family is given exile in the United States because they're fleeing a communist dictator, which is really ironic because the Jews have always been behind communism everywhere. Russia, China, America. And they're fleeing the communists. And then he comes into this country, afforded every opportunity, and now he's in a position of power, and he's opened up the borders to flood this country with anything and everything that's not white and not Christian, on purpose to destroy this nation, destroy the white and Christian character of this nation. Nobody goes to Europe and North America because it's populated by Haitians. Nobody's going to Europe and North America because MS-13 is running the place or the Chinese are running this place. They all go there because the white race, the white and Christian race, has done something amazing in the lands that we have populated, our ancestors have populated, because we serve Jesus Christ. And then these foreign-born Jews come in, like Mayorkas, given every opportunity, every right, every courtesy, and to get in a position of power and immediately say, we're going to flood a white and Christian nation with non-whites and non-Christians. The enemy is the Jew. The enemy is the Jew. You're going to have to deal with this, Mr. Conservative. There is no we're all Americans. No, there's not. The Jews are clear. We ain't white. We ain't even Americans. We're Jews. There's one guy, I think his name is Maurice Selmy. He said, we want a world of our own. And we're the destroyers. That's fine. He's honest. He actually lines up with what Jesus Christ said about the Jews. He says, hey, these are the devil's children. I should pull that quote up. And they're the synagogue of Satan. I said the other day in a podcast, I said, look, y'all are afraid of a Christian theocracy. And we literally live in a Luciferian theocracy. Lucifer is the devil. Lucifer is Satan. Lucifer is the serpent of old. We live in a Luciferian theocracy with live human babies sacrificed to Satan. The live firstborn sons and daughters are sacrificed to Satan as a matter of policy and human rights in this country. It's called abortion. Firstborn children, live human sacrifice to Satan. We live in a Luciferian theocracy. Oh, boys can't be boys and girls can't be boys. We're going to marry men together. We're going to marry women together. Boys, you can chop off your pieces and parts and inject yourself with chemicals and we're going to call you a girl. We live in a Luciferian theocracy, and this is taught at the youngest ages now. It's taught in first grade, second grade, sixth grade, 12th grade, college. And if you object to it, you're evil. If you object to this, you're evil. Who promotes this stuff? It's the Jews. Why do you think in Germany in the 1930s they had book burnings? They went to these sex clinics where transgenderism and sodomy were promoted, and they took their books out and they burned them in the streets. And we're taught today that, oh my God, that was horrible. It's horrible what the Germans did. No, 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 no. That's actually not horrible. They go to these institutes. Well, these are academic. No, they're not academic institutes. They're institutes of Satan, where they promoted sodomy and transgenderism and transsexualism. And they brought their books out there and they lit them on fire. Big old fat bonfire. Hey, guess what, folks? That isn't any different than what they do in the book of Acts. Oh, I can never do that. That's intolerant. Right. Well, what do you think the book of Acts is all about? They brought all those books of witchcraft. They brought all those books of witchcraft worth 50,000 something or others, and they burned them. Oh, this is what it's supposed to be. I want you to bring all your sodomy and transsexualism and burn them. Oh, and one day we'll get to Elijah. He gets the priests of Baal. He brings the priests of Baal down to the brook Kidron, and he slaughters them and puts them to the sword. No, this is blood. You're going after our children, we're going after you. You're going after our kids, we're going after you. Alexander Mayorkas, this is what you get for letting the Jews in. Let them in, foreign-born Jew. You bring them in from another country, give them all the rights and privileges, and he gets to power, and all he does is try to destroy this nation. Try to destroy this nation, destroy the white and Christian character of the nation. And that's their project. They've said this. I've covered this many times. I know. I just shouldn't get so excited. I know. I'm only talking about the genocide of my people. Well, French, what about the genocide of the Jews? I don't know. Looks like they got a lot of power to me. Looks like they run America to me. I'll show you some pictures in this video. You know, Trump, his daughter converts to Jew. Biden, all his kids are married to Jew. Obama says he's Jew. Secretary of State, Jew. Homeland Security, Jew. No, come on. Banks, Jew. Hollywood, Jew. Newspapers, Jew. News outlets, Jew. Academics, Jew. Same as the Book of Esther. They claim to be victims. They claim to be, the Jews are professional victims. They claim to be victims in the Book of Esther. They consolidated power. They kept a figurehead, a non-Jewish figurehead, to run the show while they made all the decisions in the background, and they began slaughtering people. Same when the Jews took over the Soviet Union. They kept maybe a non-Jewish guy as the figurehead, but the Jews ran the secret police, and they slaughtered Christian Russians by the millions. Look, you're going to have to deal with the Jew, Mr. Christian, Mr. Conservative. Jews are Satan's children. They're the synagogue of Satan. They're the source of the evil. Just as the church is the body, the corporate body of Christ. Jews are the corporate body of Satan. Y'all are looking for the Antichrist. You got the Antichrist right here. It's called the Jew. And you want to be so inclusive and tolerant, and you bring in cancer into your body, and you wonder why you get sick. You bring cancer into your body, you put them in charge. They get in charge, and you wonder why you're sick. Jews want a multicultural empire to destroy the white and Christian race. Very simple. And they've said this over and over and over and over. Okay, that's it. Short today, Fritz Berger and BloodandFaith.com.